This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The quietest news often has the biggest impact. Monday, December 10th, days after canceling yet another contract for abortion specimens, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a pro-life, pro-science initiative to identify, develop, and make available scientifically effective research alternatives to abortion specimens. Spending $20 million over the next 2 years, pro-life advocates say the effort could cut demand for abortion specimens. New Planned Parenthood marketing tries to hide its role as America's premier provider of abortion, but its rhetorical focus on health care is not persuading health workers. After finding that no doctors were willing to work with them, Planned Parenthood in Nashville closed that city's last abortion clinic. Nashville, Tennessee is now the largest abortion clinic-free city in the U.S. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. An abortion chain spokesperson criticizes the British government for a tax policy that forces women into abortion, and abortion opponents agree. Brits no longer get tax credits for more than two children, and that may be pushing an increase in abortion among women in their 30s. While the overall rate of abortion is up, abortions among teenaged women are half of what they were 10 years ago in Britain. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.